of Tied Together.
Welcome aboard. Jeff Metcalf here with you at 855-660-426. Well,
welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. And I truly saw that on display today in Washington. So many people trying to let their voices be heard on the Supreme Court steps. And I got to say, it was really moving, no matter what your politics are, to see that people were involved, that they're involved in the conversation. Lots of red shirts out saying, hands off of my health care, and others saying the complete opposite. It seemed to me where this individual mandate, which is really the meaty part of the 3 days of the oral arguments, that the majority of the folks that were outside this time compared to the first day on Monday were mostly pushing get out of health care, get away from health care, our premiums are going up, we need something different, scrap it, and let's start again. What's interesting is most of the people that I did talk to said that they were definitely being crippled by premiums already and that they didn't necessarily think the insurance companies were doing justice by them. See, I think it's such an insurance thing that you got to crack the code. So if you look back 3 years, 4 years ago, we're talking about maybe $40 billion in uncompensated money from millions of uninsured people who get health services, costs that are ultimately, guess what, shifted back to us because they're shifted on to the insurance companies, and, of course, they pass the buck right on to us. We know that we're probably paying maybe $1,000 apiece because of the uninsured. So that doesn't work, right? I'll tell you something that really broke down, though. This is would be part, a little reason why the Democrats say the rallying cries, this is why you have to have everyone insured. In court, the solicitor who was charged with arguing that, the Solicitor General, Donald Verrilli, Jr., was awful. I mean, struggling, fighting for air to somehow get his tongue wrapped around the words. He just couldn't articulate what the government's position was. And the position is that the mandate regulates commerce that already exists because everyone, whether or not they currently have health insurance, they participate in the health care market. And he really did a terrible job. Immediately, Justice Antonin Scalia jumped on him immediately and said, why do you define the healthcare market that broadly? And he went on to nail him and said, it may well be that everybody needs healthcare sooner or later, but not everybody needs a heart transplant. Not everybody needs a liver transplant. And, you know, said, could you define the market so that everybody has to buy food sooner or later? So you define the market as food, therefore everybody in the market, therefore you can make the people buy broccoli. So the broccoli argument came up, and the Solicitor General opened the door for that because he stammered around and really didn't have much of a comeback for what he was presenting and then ultimately what he is being asked. Surely a few of the justices tried to give him some rope, like Sonia Sotomayor, who said that the federal government's economic oversight is pretty broad, and said that true of almost every product directly or indirectly by government regulation, we see that. So she was trying to sort of rescue him there and said, you know, there is a government compulsion in almost every economic decision because the government regulates so much. And then she did throw this out, saying it's a condition of life that some may rail against, but the reality nonetheless. So go figure. Everybody is trying to put a crystal ball on this, come up with whatever the magic numbers are. Is the court going to uphold the health law as it stands, or say that the individual mandate is unconstitutional? Does the whole thing get scrapped? Does it stand up, part of it stand up? Who knows? Probably we don't know the answer to that till the end of June, but it absolutely affects every single one of us in this country. So you have a stake in it. You have a seat at the table, believe it or not, because it affects all of us, whether you're getting, you know, you're sharing the health care deal with your place of employment, whether you have your own health insurance, you're an entrepreneur, you know, whatever your tale might be. So keep this number handy so you can weigh in, 800-259-5791. One of the people that I talked to was a young woman named Erin from Montana. Her father had a very sad tale that happened to him because of his health care. He had insurance, but listen to this little snippet of what she tells me about his story.
My dad had chronic lymphocytic leukemia. He was diagnosed at the age of 39, and he lived with the disease for 20 years. For most of that time, it was easily managed with oral chemo. When traditional chemo, was no longer effective at producing remission, he was accepted into a bone marrow transplant program. And his insurer continued to cover all of his expenses, testing his siblings as possible donors, even testing non-related donors and the selection of a non-related donor, his intense chemo leading up to the transplant. And when it came time that when his doctor requested approval for his transplant, the insurance company denied it. So we went into an appeals process with the insurance company that ended up lasting 60 days before we could finally overturn that denial. We actually went through two denials.
Mm. And then after the, so you go through the two denials, and then what happens?
The denial was finally overturned 60 days after the transplant was requested. By that time, my dad's cancer had become active again, and he was forced to go through another round of brutal chemo to prepare his system for the transplant. He did receive his transplant, but it happened 126 days after his doctor requested it.
Oh, and your father died?
4.5 months after his transplant, he passed away.
Yeah, sad stories like that one certainly were heard on the steps of the Supreme Court and were told to Congress. And she was an amazing young woman. Her mother was with her. She has a little girl now, and had a very heavy heart in telling me that story, was teary-eyed. And there was an example of someone who had coverage. So I think we can all agree that without a doubt, something had to be done. Something has to be done. But a lot of this also goes to what's going on with the insurance companies. And I say this all the time, and part of the problem was the fact that you didn't erase those state lines in the first place, and you didn't have that competition.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The day has to be when it comes to energy, and you know, why not? If I was running for re-election and everybody was complaining about the price of gas, you got to do something to make Americans think that you're at least trying, right? So the president decides that he's going to go for the ultimate photo op and head out to the south and Oklahoma, and where the portion of the pipeline, the southern part of the pipeline, is being built. But what's interesting here is this was already in the works. We already know that. And it still does not address the situation of the Keystone Pipeline in its entirety, the 1,700 miles that would go from the sands in Canada, from the tar sands in Canada all the way down to our Gulf Coast, where ultimately it could be taken out on tankers and such. And so people will call and say, well, who cares? That's not going to affect us. How much of that oil are we going to see? The point is, there will be some blowback for us. There will be some opportunity there, and plus jobs. The job situation for how many people you would need to work in several capacities along that pipeline would be pretty incredible. Certainly enough to put many, many Americans back to work. When we're talking about these so-called shovel jobs, half of them materializing, half of them not, this is a job that guaranteed would be there. So to not do it and to let the pipeline just sit there in virtual unreality, I guess, to me, is a huge blunder. So the president makes an energy push again, and as I said, does it where this southern part of the pipeline is going to happen, and talks about that we've got 2% of the world oil reserves and we use 20%. But as you look at the numbers, somebody that we've had on this show several times throughout the year, Dan Kish of the Institute for Energy Research, says, you know, what is he talking about with the oil? It's the oil that we've already found, that we already have that. So it's misleading when you look at the word, you know, we use 20%. There's 219 billion barrels, give or take, more in what we would say is recoverable energy. Now, the Energy Department says there's 20 times that much. They say there's 400 billion barrels more. And some say there's 60 times more than that amount. So I'm looking at all these numbers today, confused as all get out. And the number that I arrive at is over 1.4 trillion barrels in resources that we haven't tapped into. So you've got to be kidding me when we're sitting here wrestling over gas prices. I mean, this is just the stuff we know that we have, but it hasn't been drilled for. And so there may be more. 1 trillion-plus barrels of oil? That's more than the Saudis have. Much more than the Saudis have. So who's zooming who? We're just not tapping into those resources. And our consumption rate right now? So I say, what do we do with alternatives that I don't believe we'd have anything viable for 2030? Well, it's that old trick of mirror, mirror on the wall. Who uses the most gas of all? That's us. So if this is who we are and this is what we do, why are we not going after that oil? We would own the market. Why do we even consider the plays that we have to make in the Middle East, even if it's only a small percent of what we get? We have plenty. We have plenty of oil right here in our own backyard. So when the president goes for the photo op in Oklahoma and says the statement that I said, we've got 2% of the world oil reserves, we use 20%, that is incorrect math. For a Harvard guy, he has fuzzy numbers. Fuzzy numbers. If we're weaning ourselves off of oil and we're looking at other alternatives, then we better get going because we're way behind in the game. So, do we push for drilling? Do we open up those federal lands? Or do we quickly start producing ethanol and getting the cars ready for ethanol? Because it's not going to be nuclear-powered. There'd be an uproar over nuclear-powered capacity for cars. It is not happening. And the only other alternative I see besides electricity would be ethanol. So we do have the resources here in the United States. Another guest that we've had on the show, we had him on from New Hampshire, Jack Girardi. He's the president of the American Petroleum Institute. Well, you know which side his bread is buttered on. But Jack could point to those same numbers, and he's actually right. If we have these reserves, and we've got 20 billion barrels back in 1944, and we've produced more than 170 billion barrels since then, and the proven reserves are still just over 20 billion, you know, something's really wrong with this. So why don't we use the Canadian resources? We're already getting 25% of our oil from that direction anyway. And why aren't we tapping into our oil? We could be completely self-sufficient, and let's just say, I'll take a conservative estimate from all the conversations that we've had, and I'll say in 15 years. So you know what that means? That means that it would be 2027, that we could sustain ourselves with our thirst for oil. We wouldn't even have to worry about anybody else. And it's interesting, Christine Lagarde, the head of the International Monetary Fund, is saying that gasoline is going to spike another 30% because of where we sit right now. And we're doing nothing about it. The dependency and our allies, and where are they dependent? Who are they dependent upon? And she was talking about, she sees oil spiking or gas spiking up another 30% because of Iran, and how Iran shutting off the spigot is completely catastrophic to Europe. And she's right, it is catastrophic to Europe. And it's catastrophic to us in turn because of what that does to our monetary system. Since we're hooked into Europe's monetary system. I mean, we might not be another Greece, but it's not going to be good for us. And it's certainly, when you look at maybe $200 for a barrel of crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $200 would mean we are definitely paying $7 for gas. And people hearing me say that are probably thinking, oh, that's ridiculous. That'll never happen. Lots of things were supposed to never happen. So it's infuriating to hear the president say, we're doing as much as we can to increase oil production, but we're not going to be able to just drill our way out of the problem of high gas prices. That's not true. We could drill our way out of high gasoline prices. Now, another thing, if we don't want to do it, if environmentalists are up in arms and to appease people who say, stop the drilling, stop anything offshore, we don't want it. We've got protests all over the place, and that's the way you want to play it, then that's the way you're going to play it. You're not. That means you're not tapping into the resources for political reasons. For political and environmental reasons. So really, that's what the administration should say. Environmentally, we don't want to do it. Yes, we know there's 200 billion barrels, and in 12 years, we could be completely self-sufficient, not relying on anyone for what we need as far as oil is concerned. But you know what? We're not going to do it because we're not going to destroy XYZ resources, not under my watch. If he said that, that would be honest. That would be honest, because we could absolutely drill out of the gas prices. We could do it. If you want a piece of this argument, we're going to let you hear what the president said in his own words coming up on the flip side. You can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with all the youths.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet minute when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
When it comes to flying on a plane these days, raise your hand if you've been flying around a lot or just recently have flown somewhere. Did the stewardess scare you a little bit when she, Did the flight attendant, oh, so politically incorrect. Did the flight attendant scare the bejesus out of you by saying, we're going to crash, this is going to crash, I don't have control of it. Remember that happened recently on a flight. Now this time it turns out that the pilot loses control, not control of the plane, but control of himself. This might have been one of the strangest stories that I heard on the day. Passengers had to wrestle this unruly, is the best word to describe it, or nutty or erratic, whatever, pilot after he was on this JetBlue flight and he lost it somehow. This was a JetBlue flight that was going to Las Vegas, had to make an emergency landing in Texas because the captain was acting out of his mind. So he was locked out of the cockpit by his co-pilot. He was wrestled to the ground by the passengers. The plane's co-pilot, concerned by what was going on, locked the door behind the captain when he left the cockpit. That's what the FAA is saying happened there. And the passengers were just wild-eyed when they came off the flight, describing what happened after that, the fact that they had to be, they had to jump into action because the pilot ran to the cockpit door, was banging on it, was saying some crazy thing. We got to pull the throttle back. We got to get this plane down, all this kind of nutty stuff. Here's David Gonzalez talking about what happened on that plane.
I knew what was going to happen at that point. If he opens that door, I wouldn't be here. He started to curse at me and, you know, tell me, hey, you better pray, Iraq and Iran. And so I say, you know what? I'm going to show you what Iraq and Iran is. And I took him on a chokehold. I wasn't letting go of this guy until we landed the plane. I was still on top of this guy until we landed the plane. Actually, you know what? The one that should have all the credit is the co-pilot that was there. He changed the code on the door. He didn't let him back in.
Yeah, luckily, six or seven large guys stormed to the front of the plane, and they were the ones that were able to pin this guy down to the ground and have him subdued, as Gonzalez was one of those in describing that. Can you imagine? I mean, literally, when you get on planes, no joke, you have to be ready to spring into action because you don't know what's going to happen. The flight attendant says something kooky. The co-pilot goes nutty. Remember, you had another one of those flight attendants. This was, what, a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, the one that parachuted out of the back of the plane. I mean, listen, you got to be alert when you fly. Make sure that you get enough sleep before you jump on one of these planes, because you really might have to somehow secure the flight. Now, that sounds exaggerated when you think of the thousands of flights there are every single day, but is this not one of the nuttiest things that you've heard? I mean, was he exhausted? Was it some pre-existing condition that set him off? Did he not have his pills? Was he taking medication? I mean, these are all questions, of course, that can be thrown against the wall. We don't know the answers to any of them. We know that things that he was saying were shocking. And luckily, Gonzalez is right that the co-pilot, boom, reacted immediately and changed the code on the door. You can see because, you know, now everybody has cell phones. There was a little bit of video of what was going on, and it showed that you could hear the voice of the pilot, and you could hear him saying, oh, my God, I'm so distraught. And he mentioned Israel and Iraq, and, they had to subdue him. That's what they had to do. So once the plane lands, then you got the cops who meet the plane. They slam the cuffs on the pilot, take him off the plane, and then they try to figure out what was it that, you know, that led to this. What was it that pushed this guy to the brink? Is there something about what's happening in the skies that are stretching the flight attendants and the pilots to their ultimately their mental limits? You know? Huge, crazy story. Within weeks of what just happened with somebody else screaming crashes and everything else on the plane. Like I said, here's the thing. You look around these flights, look for the big guys, and hope that they are ready and able to take action when they have to take action, because that's what happened there. They subdued them. You have to subdue people when they're in this kind of a chaotic, crazy state. So we're mixing it up. We're talking about that. We're talking about some other things that happened on the day that I'm going to throw into the pile here because I don't want to ignore everything else. In Washington, D.C., obviously the big thing, health care and what the Supreme Court is going to decide. The individual mandate was front and center. Certainly is very unpopular, very, very unpopular, the idea of it was so, so, so many. We have talked about this ad nauseum on this show, but it affects us all deeply. It affects your families. It affects you as an individual if you don't have a family. We have zigged and zagged all over this thing. I thought earlier in the day in talking to people that 7-2 people, a lot of constitutional lawyers, even those who were conservative, were starting to think that it was going to be 7-2 decision. Then later in the day, especially after the Solicitor General bungled the government's case, really, the arguments, then it was looking like 5-4 again, and the conservative judges would go in that direction, perhaps. But everybody is just looking for scraps, looking for signs. There's no way to know until this decision is rendered, and that's not going to happen until the end of June. Let's go out to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, on this health care day, that if they rule it, they can't make you buy it. Well, how can they make me buy it? Pay for Medicare? Because right out of my paycheck every time I get paid.
Yeah.
And then how can Roosevelt make me pay into Social Security? You know? I mean, how can they make you pay for anything if you just can't pick and choose? So,
Well, that's the problem. You know, in arguing that, you can look at Medicaid, you can look at Social Security, and you could also roll back the clock. And many of us know and remember Newt Gingrich and others saying in the 90s that they were for the individual mandate. In fact, the individual mandate came out of a conservative think tank. And now it's turned around so much in 2012, and it means something completely different. You know, here's the thing, Rick. I think that all Americans really, what do we all want? Affordable health care, period, that you can count on when you've paid into the premiums for however long, that they're not going to cut you off at the knees if something happens to you.
Yeah, and the insurance companies can pick and choose what they want to cover,
yes,
too.
Yeah, and that's what the problem is. I think it's more, forget all the politics of this. I think it's the insurance companies, period. And that there should have been, competition a long time ago for the insurance companies, because when they're the fat cat and they control, all the marbles in the land, and there's five or six big ones, they're not worried. They're going to get their premium money, and that's all they're after, is your money. Until you're sick and you're really sick, then you're in trouble when they decide they're going to cap you out or cut you off.
Yeah, because I heard a woman said that she's pregnant, but the insurance denied her because she was pre-existing condition. So she didn't get no insurance cover for her when she had a baby and all that. She had to pay everything out of pocket. So.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would agree. I mean, even if they want to see the individual mandate struck down and some other things, I think that most people agree on the pre-existing condition. I don't think there's a big dispute there. They cannot take that away. I think that would be disastrous, because I think that's the best thing that we've seen. For kids already, they have it, and to kick it in for adults, that's huge. That's huge. And I hope that that's not taken away. And I guarantee any hardcore Republican feels the same way. So that at least should stand. And that's also part of the discussion, Rick, that they're going to have in this next day, is can they sever a few things out of it but keep some of it still in there. So tomorrow is also very big, or actually Wednesday is very big for this Supreme Court.
Yeah, they are to see how they rule, I mean, how they come out.
Yeah, I don't know, because I say that because I really try to get a handle, and I've talked to so many people in D.C., all sorts of people, and even those that claim not to have any bias either way. And earlier in my conversations, people were thinking 7-2 and it was going to be upheld. Now people are thinking 5-4. Then there's also the thought that, well, okay, maybe the mandate gets struck down, so that gets ruled unconstitutional, but everything else stands. And then there's, can it really be upheld without the individual? I mean, it's just crazy. But it has rippling effects for all of us, and everybody should be paying attention to what's happening here, because in the next year, the next 2 years, next 3 years, whatever happens, it's going to affect your bottom line some way, whether it's through your employers because they're scared off and they can't offer insurance, or premiums are going sky high, which already people are seeing happen. It's gone up 10% for some people, 8% for other people. And at some point, the merry-go-round has to end, really, for all of us. Rick, thanks for the call. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do, 800-259-5791. I remind everybody that on Friday's show, in our third hour, we've got another Nail the Score, because we're down to the final four. So a chance for you to win some fabulous prizes from America tonight, if you can correctly guess the score. Came close last time, but nobody did it, including a wireless GPS is one of the things you would win from Magellan, and $100 worth of sausage, and a couple of other cool things from America tonight. Back with more on The Buzz in Your Backyard coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight, we got a kooky pilot on a JetBlue flight, has to be subdued by a bunch of big brute guys, that's the only way. I mean, it's sad, obviously something wasn't right, but pretty scary for the people on the flight when he's pounding on the cockpit door, and luckily, a quick-thinking co-pilot flips the codes, they land, boom, he's hauled out of there, and I'm sure we'll hear the rest of the tale as to why he did that. What made that all happen? This was a flight that was going to Las Vegas, had to be diverted to Texas ultimately in the end. Of course, the big story, bar everything else, is what's going on with the Supreme Court. Probably in 2-3 generations, we haven't had a decision that'll come down ultimately that's this big, and because it touches every single one of us, unless you're a gazillionaire, and that no matter what happens to you, you have just piles of money to pay for whatever health incident. You just fly off to the Mayo Clinic or John Hopkins, hire the best doctors, and if it costs you $5 million, so be it. You can write the big, giant check. That means you're part of the super-rich crowd. Not even the I'm-doing-well crowd, the super-rich crowd, because you feel that confidence. You're not so concerned about it, but it's a very small minority of people. The other group of people that are affected by it, which is the majority of us, are affected by the health care and the decisions that are being made in Washington, which is what infuriates so many that, listen, we don't want you in our health care because you're messing it up. You're not doing it right, and you're costing us more money. People want to pay I think people are willing to pay a fair amount if they get good coverage, but then that becomes the question. It's always good coverage when you don't have to use it very often. When you're just going for checkups here or there, what if something catastrophic happens to you? What if you really have to use that insurance? Then you certainly know what it's like to wrestle with the companies as to what is paid and what's not paid. Let me throw out the digits again. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. I heard your future ex-president talking to the president of Russia. And I think Obama thinks that elections in America are going to be like elections in Russia, where Putin is, you know, guaranteed. If Putin wants the election, he gets. He said, if I'm elected in November. Well, in the first place, he will not, if he wins, he will not be elected in November. He will be re-elected, right? I mean, for a guy who's got an IQ of plus infinity, the smartest man who ever was president, you'd think he'd know the difference between re-election and election, wouldn't he?
Well, it was the hot mic, so people know, when he was talking to the former prez, was that caught him saying he was going to have some flexibility after the election.
Yeah, he didn't say if I'm reelected. He said when I'm elected.
Yeah. He said after the elections, yes, that he would have that flexibility. So just assuming, you know, he's going to be elected. The word is not so much that he's saying he's going to be reelected, because of course he's going to talk in those terms, but the flexibility thing was the creepy thing that was caught off mic.
Well, I think somebody should tell him that elections in America are not elections like in Russia. In Russia, it's a foregone, his name is Obama, not Putin. You know, and another thing, next February or March, President Romney should meet with Prime Minister Harper, and they should institute, I firmly believe that democracy and capitalism, the two of the greatest philosophies in the world, democracy and capitalism, are two of the best ideas in the world. They should be fully integrated. And then we wouldn't need any more freaking labor unions. Every employee would be a stockholder in the company that they work for. And why the hell would you want to go on strike against yourself? I'll give you an example. There was a man who had owned a company with about roughly 100 employees. He had to lay 10 of them off. And he had to lay the last 10 guys that he hired, and who were his best employees.
Right.
So he had to lay his best employees off because of the stupid seniority rules in the union, right? It's crazy. You should be able to lay off whoever the hell you want to lay off. You should lay off your 10 worst employees, not your 10, not keep your ones with the most seniority. Pepsi went on strike up here against, and they were marching up and down with their stupid little sign saying, "Buy Coca-Cola. We want more money from Pepsi. We want more money from Pepsi. So give all your money to Coca-Cola." That's how stupid labor unions are.
You know what? In some cases, Al, thanks for the call. I agree with you. In other cases, I don't. In some cases, the unions are good. Broadcasting unions have been good to people I know that needed a union because they were getting screwed over by the newspaper companies that they work for. But in other cases, you're right. Why is the weakest link allowed to hang around while others are chopped off and it's based on seniority? Often it's not fair. Wouldn't it be great if it was a fair world, though? You think life is fair, folks? I'm going to say, nah. I remember my mother telling me that, and boy, if she wasn't right, not to be cynical. All right, let's go out to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you heard about Dick Cheney's heart replacement this week.
Yes, and of course the argument about whether or not he was on the list and how long he waited and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ernie's a little upset, though. They did promise him that he'd have a heart coming from a person that was a greedy, capitalistic, right-wing Tea Party Republican, wacko, you know. And instead he got a communistic, heathen, Democratic Party, heart, you know. So now it's kind of like, well, how is he going to start acting, you know? Is he going to start acting like communist, you know, like Obama or, you know? So when you were talking about things going on up in the air and that stewardess and the pilot,
yeah,
it's the Obama nation, Kate. It's his deal.
You can't blame that on him.
Oh, did you go see Hunger Games?
I did not, but I want to see. Did you see it?
Yeah, I never read the book.
Wasn't good?
So I think you're kind of lost if you haven't read the books or whatever.
Oh, so you got to read the book, okay.
Kids killing kids, come on, you know? I mean, what kind of deal is that? I mean, you know, it's, I mean, I know they're being selected to represent their area or stuff, but actual killing them or whatever, you know, I mean, you know, you don't want, that's one thing that people are so upset about, the kid down in Florida. You don't shoot children. You don't kill children, Kate. They're supposed to live. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I agree with you. But remember, anyway, it's fantasy. It depends on what was in her head when she was writing that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know who her sister is, right? Suzanne Collins' sister, right?
No, who's her sister?
Oh, what's it? Joan Collins from Dynasty.
No, that's not the same people.
I'm pretty positive they are.
No.
You're sure it's not? Okay, I'm going to look her up.
Look it up, because I don't think so. No, this is someone completely different. No, no. She's got a sister that's a writer, Jackie Collins, you're talking about.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
okay,
but this is completely different. No relation.
Oh, okay. It's Jackie Collins. That's the one. All right. Yeah, you got me there. Anyway, though, as for the health care and the issue going on for the court, first of all, America has to understand that the problem with the American health care system is Americans, okay? I mean, we're, you know, between obesity, drinking too much soda pop, too much sugar, not taking care of yourself, smoking, drinking, drugs, you know, not enough exercise. I mean, we're just, I take my hat off to people that are probably 10% of Americans that really take care of themselves and are very healthy. You know, maybe it's 20%, I don't know, but for including myself, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite here. You know, I mean, let's just face it, Kate, you know, America's not a very healthy country. And
right.
So, of course, we got to go to doctors and get things taken care of. And the biggest problem, and I think what the Democrats are trying to do, of course, it's hard to understand if they really have an original idea, is, you know, 6 out of 7 Americans have health care, but the premiums keep going up, and that's upsetting. Probably the reason the premiums keep going up is because the 48 million that don't have health care, which consists of people with pre-existing conditions. Of course, Princess Pelosi said that every woman has a pre-existing condition, so I don't know about that, if you remember that dumb comment. But anyway,
I do. Yeah.
And then you have people that pre-existing conditions, and then you have people that just don't want to pay. And that's where the issue is at. These people have to go into an emergency room. Hospitals got to cover the cost because if people can't pay for it, they pass it on to the premiums of the insurance company.
Absolutely, and then that gets passed on to us, and that's the big thing. The thing is, ultimately, we are all paying already. You're paying at least $1,000 more in your premium a year because of the people that Don just said who go into the emergency rooms who don't have health care coverage. It is ultimately passed on to the rest of us. Keep this in mind. You're not going to have a decision in the next couple of days with the Supreme Court. They're going to mull this over, and the decision doesn't come until the end of June, most likely.